Begin transmission.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever salutation pertains to you and your personal location on this giant spinning ball of dirt that we call the planet Earth. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this very dubious committee. And what am I doing today? I am out looking for adventures and mushrooms because it rained. It rained overnight and it just stopped a few minutes ago. As a matter of fact, it might have still have been raining when I left my house, but it stopped raining now. Oh boy, yeah. And as I walk through this very tall grass, my feet are getting soaked. All right. Where am I? I am at Tranquility Park, heading over towards the dead birch forest. I'm in the wooded part now. I just had to walk through some grass. My feet got completely soaked. But now, I'm on a trail. I am on the bike trail that winds all the way through the park, all over the place. And it's a little muddy. It's a bit cool. It's about 60 degrees Fahrenheit. It's very nice, and it's very wet. And I did see one other car in the parking lot. So there might be a bicyclist out here today, bicycling around. All right, so, although we are not quite to the dead birch forest yet, I'm gonna go off the path here and into this area. We got about 50 meters to go before we get to the dead birch forest. But I wanna check this area. And although I have not personally found morel mushrooms right around here. Last year when I was out here, I was in the dead birch forest and somebody came from this direction, a woman who was also looking for mushrooms, and she had a big bag of them. And she was carrying them in a plastic bag. Remember, kids, never carry your morel mushrooms in a plastic bag. In fact, any mushrooms you don't want to carry in a plastic bag. Ideally, you want a natural fiber mesh bag. And if you can't get yourself one of those, a paper bag will do just fine. I, of course, have a paper bag in my pocket, along with a knife. And we are out here looking for Morchella esculenta, also known as the white morel. It's a little late in the season, and I think we've gotten past our little perfect window of time and conditions that produce these mushrooms, but this is the first really decent rain we've had in a while. So I thought, you know, we should double check. And the funny thing is to get here, I drove by Herrenhaven thinking, well, maybe we should just go to Herrenhaven instead. But then I was thinking, well, but we might miss mushrooms and Tranquility. We got to go to the dead birch forest. Na, 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 na. And I was on the fence until I was driving by Herrenhaven and noticed that there was half a dozen cars there. And I thought, oh, we're probably not going to see anything. Although it might have been all cars of people that were in the building doing stuff. I don't know. So I just kept driving right on by. And I came out here. I'm scanning the ground. I'm not seeing anything. Well, here's a lovely patch of moss. This nice patch of moss has really benefited from the rain. We do like moss, because very often where we find this kind of moss, we also find Morchella esculenta, the morel mushroom that we all love so much and we all hold so dear. Okay, so not seeing any in this area, so I'm sort of back on the path here, and I want to I want to check up here, because I know that I have found some just right off the path, right up here in this little area by these logs and by this tree. Where are my dudes? Morchella esculenta, I'm looking for you. I'm not seeing any. Looking for all the hidden mushrooms. And now all the grass is really tall, and so it's kind of hard to see the ground. I'm looking. Come on, buddies. Tell me that there was some late season dudes that decided to grow. And here's a good area over here. Oh my goodness. Well, I found some mushrooms, but they are not what we're looking for. This is some kind of caprinus, and they are big, which leads me to believe that we got some decent rain. These guys are already starting to ink out, but there's some by this log. There's some growing out of the crack in this log. This is some big caprinus. And it's looking nice. Jeez. The crack in this log is just full of them. It's really cool. Oh, I can see some more over there by that other log. Oh, and there's some over here. Oh, and here's some that are just popping up out of the ground. They look like little eggs. There's a lot back here. So, we're finding a lot of big caprinus. But that's not what we're looking for at this time. Well, I guess we are kind of looking for it. Basically, we're out here looking for any and all kinds of mushrooms, just because we love every kind of mushroom there is. So we're happy to see whatever we can find. But we'll be happier if we can find some morels. All right, now over here, there's an area somewhere. I found some in here. Where was that? Right around here, I think. Yeah, not seeing any. Remember, kids, when you find your first morels, remember where you found them, because the odds are good you will find them there again. The mycelium grows underground, and it produces mushrooms. And myceliums, they don't really travel all that fast, so if you have good conditions 1 year and you find mushrooms, check that spot again the next year, and the year after that. Now, I could have sworn I'd have found some over here by this log, but this log, it's not producing anything. Oh, and look what we have here. Here's some more of this caprinus. Oh, it's really nice. It's got a very scaly cap. There's some fresh ones. Very nice. Finding some lovely mushrooms. Not exactly what we're looking for. but some beautiful stuff. Very good, very good. Here's a big patch of it here, and all of these have already inked out. And there was some on the log, and there's some on the ground over here. Look at all these really nice little mushroom guys. Wow, it's a super fungally day for Caprinus. Caprinus, Caprinus everywhere, tons on this log. This stuff came up yesterday and is totally inked out and it's just stems left. Oh, and look over here at the base of this tree. Here's a huge flush of some other type of Caprinus, but this is a different species. It is smaller. And it's having fun. And I'm looking in the grass, trying not to look and pay much attention to the trees behind me. This is just Caprinus. I need to be looking over here. I need to be looking over here for Morschella. Not seeing any. Oh, brother. But when we get down to here, here's yet another very large flush of Caprinus. The same, not the big stuff, the same as the little stuff over here. Look at this. Hundreds, hundreds of mushrooms. Probably thousands. There's at least, let's do a density count. Here in this 10 centimeter square area, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, about a dozen. So, geez, in this square meter, there's at least a few hundred, there's 1,000 of these little mushrooms right in this little 6 square meter area. Look at them all. It's a big, 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 big flush of mushrooms. They're everywhere. Lots of Caprinus. Lots of Caprinus. And I'm right here on the edge between the dead birch forest and the coniferous forest. There's a lot of dead trees here, bark falling off of them, and man, little Caprinus mushrooms everywhere, and big Caprinus mushrooms. It's Caprinus time. It's crazy. All right, but now I need to get off the path and get down in here and start checking this area. Where's the best way to do this? I'm going around the long way. Okay, what are these plants? Are these nettles? No. Okay, I'm safe. Into the forest we go. Stomp, stomp, stomp. I'm gonna stop by these logs. Take a look around these logs. Because I have often found morels right around here. Not seeing any today, though. What's back here? Wow, the grass is so tall. It's as tall as my knees now. We might as well get out of this grassy area. Geez, this grass has grown about a foot since the last time we were here, which wasn't that long ago. And I'm standing on a log, looking down by the sides of it. This log usually has some nearby, but nope. We're not finding any today. Now what is this? Is this mint or is this nettles? Hey, did somebody just go hopping through here? Is there an animal dude down in here? Is it a little dude somewhere? I do not see a dude. Something just disturbed the grass. What's that smell? It smells kind of good. Alright, let's get on this log. So let me walk through here without much problem. The log is slippery. Because everything is wet. Alright, so now, I'm in the spot where I wanted to get to. Here's some more of that big, big Caprinus. Not the largest Caprinus, though. I think the largest Caprinus is Caprinus comatus. And we will see that eventually. That starts to grow, starting in about the summer. So we'll see those in about a month or two. Yeah, got some more of these big Caprinus knobs sticking up out of the ground. They're very nice, but it's not what we're looking for specifically. I think that the morel season might be over. Kind of a strange morel season this year, but at least we found one. I would hate to go a year without finding a single mushroom. Here's some more of that big ol' Caprinus. Big ol' Caprinus. Having lots of fun. Oh, I almost stepped on this little guy. Look out, dude. All right. What else we got around here? I'm just standing around looking for mushrooms. In the forest. On a rainy day. But that's my favorite thing to do. Be in the forest on a rainy day. Rainy days in the forest are the best. For a couple of reasons. One, that's when mushrooms grow. So maybe you can find some mushrooms. Hey, wait, what's that over there? Oh yeah, I think those are just little Caprinuses popping out under that log. They're too small to be morel, so. The other great thing about the forest in the rain is that you will run into dudes. You will see animals. Because the animals come out in the rain and people don't. But if you are unlike most people and do go out in the rain, you will see those dudes. I'm stepping over logs and doing all kinds of stuff. And I'm finding more of that Caprinus. But no morels yet. Oy, yaga. It's getting hard to get through here. There's so much ground cover. I'm checking another log. I could swear I've found some back in here before. Ugh. Yaga. But I'm not finding anything. No morels. No morels to be found. Well, I guess this means that we have missed our window of opportunity. Or, more accurately, the window of opportunity has closed. If we even had a window this year. We had a small window. We did find that one. But the conditions just were not super ideal for big Morchella esculenta flushes this year. Just want to check this area over here a little bit. Check this over here. Huh. Not finding much of anything. Okay, so I'm kind of back on the path here. And I'm going to walk around here. Now, isn't there a way? Where is that? There's a place where I can cut through the forest up here and get on the other path. Wait, what's that under that tree? Yeah, that's just a leaf. Okay. Now, where can I take my little shortcut? It's right over here. This is probably the best spot. Did I check this area yet? Seems to me like I have found some morels in here before. Not seeing anything now. The grass is so tall. It's past my knees, and it's wet, so my pants are getting damp. Yeah, I decided to wear pants today instead of shorts, which has proven to be a good strategy at this point. Okay, still walking through the forest here. Dun 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 dun. Okay, I'm back on the path where it comes back down the hill. And so, we're just going to walk along the path, sort of heading back towards my car. But we're sort of one level up, and this path winds back up the hill, so we'll have to do some more bushwhacking to get out of here. But there are some really ideal morel spots right around here, which is what I'm checking right now. Yeah, oh, I'm not seeing any. I'm kind of wondering, what other kind of mushrooms can we find today, I wonder? Well, it's still pretty early in the season. And this area, I'm trying to think, what else do we find here? All the other things that we find in this area tend to pop up later in the year. You know, they don't come through in bark mulch this area, so... You know, they're not bringing in new mushroom spawn and new mushroom food. Oh, wow, here's a big... here's a big clump of that large caprinus, the scaly caprinus. Jeez, really nice. Some of these mushrooms are big. That's a big caprinus. Like that one right there, that's 12, 13 centimeters tall. The stem is more than a centimeter thick, and that cap is 8 or 9 centimeters in diameter. And that's big for caprinus. Well, Caprinus comatus gets bigger than that, but... For that type of caprinus, that scaly, knobby caprinus, that's kind of a big specimen. Walking along the path, past a bunch of dead logs that are falling all over the place. Got lots of moss. I'm kind of walking in mud. Ooh, wait, there's something big back there too. Oh, it's another one of those... Caprinus, it's opened all the way up. That cap is 10 centimeters in diameter. Pretty good size mushroom. Now here's a little rabbit path or something. Alright, so let's keep walking down the path here, checking these areas. Let's see, what else have we been finding lately? Oh, we found some flammulina and some russula when we were at OPPD the other day. But those were growing on wood chip mulch. So that was imported. I don't know if we'll find any flammies in here. Or any russulas. Russulas maybe. Seems like I have found some types of russulas in here. But, yeah, no, not really finding much of anything else here. Kind of checking these areas, and the path sort of leads out of the ideal mushroom zone here. The wind is at my back, and I can smell the birch smell from the dead birch forest. Mm-hmm, it smells good. Smells very birchy. I wonder if we should walk up in here and check this area. I'm not seeing anything, but... Well, why take the chance? Let's go up here. So we're off the path again. We're walking through a lot of that spiny ground cover stuff that likes to stick to my pants. I always get home and I've got, you know, plant matter stuck to me. You know, burrs and stuff, and... Ooh, this is nettles. These are low nettles. Don't get nettles on my ankles, please. Don't like nettles. Yeah, this is going to be a field of nettles here in about another week or two. But right now, we can kind of walk through here. I'm not seeing any mushrooms, and I'm looking up into the forest here now, because we're right on the edge of the forest. And I have seen turkeys hiding back here before. So, not only am I looking for mushrooms, I'm also looking for turkeys. I do not see any turkeys, though. Turkeys, they're so nice. I hear something. Is that our bicyclist? Is he coming down the hill, down the switchbacks? What do we got over here? Anything? Jeez, it's kind of neat up in here. It's dark and spooky. Under a lot of canopy. And I do not see any mushrooms, though. Not at this time. Okay, so kind of work our way back down the hill here. Oy! Oh, God. All right. So here's the path. Which way do I want to go? Let's go down here. Let's cut through the grass here. Walking downhill. And here's the path that we came in on. And we just need to go over here. Oops, not there. I'm trying to get out, but the way is blocked. Oh yeah, we came in by this tree that has all this scurf on it. Very nice tree with fungal growth on it. All right, now I gotta wade through some more of that knee-high grass. And we're back out of the forest into the regular grass. My shoes are very wet. But can I feel the moisture through my socks? Yeah, I can feel a little bit. So I'm kind of damp. Gonna have to dry my shoes. And I'm back on the driveway. The road. Heading back towards my car. Oh. So that was some good exercise. I'm glad we got to see a lot of interesting coprinus mushrooms. Even though that was the only thing we found. Finding that cool stuff is better than nothing. So, my conscience is salved. Even though I didn't find anything, I'm glad we came out here to double check, because that would have bothered me. I probably would have stayed up all night thinking, oh, we should have gone to the dead birch forest to look for morels. So I'm glad we did. Now, I'm walking back to my car, thinking about what I gotta do for the rest of the day. Do I need to go to the store? I don't, but did I want something? Oh yeah, more. Maybe get some more of those chocolate muffins. Oh, and maybe Haley will be there. Or maybe Emily will be there. We got cute girls that work at the store. But I don't really need to go. I got food. I got stuff. I got drinks. What am I going to do today? Oh. Don't think there's any football on. Maybe I'll stream some more anime. That might be something to do. Here we are. Back at my car. Just in time for me to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Whew. Well, I'm glad we looked for mushrooms today. And now I'm just going to go home and chill out. Maybe get some more chocolate muffins. I don't know. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Hello, this Swiss DJ 風磨田 Welcome to